Welcome to the Up to the Challenge podcast.
Hey, hey, what's up? It's Zisu back again, and this is E-Society Presents Up to the Challenge. On this pod, we challenge each other to watch something, movie, TV show, documentary, or whatever, as long as it's streaming or available. Then we'll discuss what we thought and present the next challenge. This is episode 7. Today we'll be talking about Shimmer Lake, and we need to talk about Kevin. But before I go any further, he's up to the challenge. It's the Nez!
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. We're going to probably do this one pretty quick because I need to get home. But we'll start off with Shimmer Lake. Shimmer Lake. This is a Netflix original. I don't know. Oh, man, I should put my glasses on. It came out last year. It's an original movie. Let me see.
You need me to get it?
And sorry, everyone. Hold on. I got my glasses right here. But then these aren't my bifocals because I'm an old grandpa now. And intentive? Is that it? See, I can't even read.
Inventive.
Inventive?
Yeah.
Okay. An inventive crime thriller told backwards. Reversing day by day through a week, following a local sheriff's quest to unlock the mystery of three small town criminals and a bank heist gone wrong. This stars, there was a bunch of people on it that I knew, except for this, they're the main guy. He's a sheriff. This is, man, I should have brought in my bifocals. Benjamin Walker, he plays, he's the sheriff, Zeke. Sykes, I believe. Rainn Wilson as his brother, his older brother, I believe. Andy Sykes, Stephanie Seagum. She plays Steph Burton. I can't remember. She's somebody's wife. Here's a guy, John Michael Higgins. He plays Judge Dawkins. A Mark Randall, he plays Chris Morrow. Rob Kudry, he's awesome. I love him. Kurt Billamore, he's one of FBI, as well as Ron Livingston as Kyle Walker. And here's the dude that was my favorite. I loved him in, what the hell was that show called? Suburgatory. He got canceled. So, Adam Pauly, he's a Reed Evington, I think. I can't read this small print in my eyes, everyone. But this movie was good, man. I really enjoyed what it was. At first, I was like, I said, if you guys know, we don't. Oh man, I'm holding it the wrong way. No, we're. It might sound a little crappy, but now it sounds better. We don't read into what were our challenges. We just kind of just go with it and watch it, turn it on and go. And I was watching this like, what the hell's going on? Why is it jumping all over the place? And cause I won't tell you who, but somebody got killed and then next thing you know, they're alive again. And I was like, wait, what? And then once the movie was said and done and it was over, I was like, ah, I saw what this director was trying to do. Yeah. It's like I just read it. It's going backwards, kind of, and then it kind of jumps forward and this and that. But it's all over the place. I really liked what they did with it. I mean, it was a cool little just crime mystery story. All the actors in it were good. Even the little daughter, which was good. I mean, she had a quick couple little one-liners that were. She was dropping the F-bomb, and I was hilarious. I had to rewind that part over and over, but. Overall, this movie was really good. If you like these movies, I mean, like how Pulp Fiction was, how that was jumping all over the place. It's kind of like that. But it is going in order, but it was going backwards. I don't know what else to say. I'm not going to spoil it because I really don't want to go into it because this was a movie. Once it got to the end, I was like, whoa. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoyed this movie. It was awesome. I never even heard of this movie. How'd you come across it?
It was just one of those, much like a lot of what you find on Netflix, you'll see it at the top. They'll promote it for like maybe a weekend. And that was what I found interesting about Shimmer Lake. I didn't hear about it from any like magazines. I didn't hear other podcasts talk about it, but I just saw it like being recommended. And then I was like, okay, I'll throw that on my list. And then I eventually checked it out. And I got to say, probably, like you said, 15, 20 minutes in, I was actually ready to give up on it. And I was like, okay, this isn't for me. This isn't something I want to see. And then by the time I finished it, I was like, damn, that was pretty good. I liked it. And I was glad I stuck with it. And I was like, yeah, it was worthy.
Yes, this movie is really good. And I'm pretty much done with what I'm going to say about it, because I think everyone should watch it. And I don't, if I go into it more, I'm just going to end up ruining it for you. And it was really good. Everybody, like I said, everybody in it acting was awesome. I did like the story, and it had its mystery and its drama, and it, I think there was a little more comedy in it, which I was fine with because I liked everyone, in the movie. And like, and when you watch it, you do see these people that you've seen in, other movies, other shows. I really suggest you guys check this out. If you guys are out, some people don't have Netflix. I know it's out there because, I've seen other Netflix movies out there, not on Netflix, but, yeah, check it out, everyone. Shimmer Lake, streaming on Netflix, came out last year, 2017. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah, sounds good. Definitely recommend that one. And it has fallen, if you just look at Netflix originals, if you sort by that, it's fallen all the way to the bottom. So I don't know. They've really given up on promoting it, but it's definitely worth a watch. So yeah, recommend it. On to my challenge, we need to talk about Kevin, the 2011 drama mystery thriller. This one is described as, Kevin's mother struggles to love her strange child despite increasingly dangerous things he says and does as he grows up. But Kevin is just getting started, and his final act will be beyond anything anyone imagined. This stars Tilda Swinton as Eva, John C. Reilly as Franklin, Ezra Miller as teenager Kevin, and Jasper Newell as Kevin 6 to 8 years old. And I got to say right off the bat, this was probably the toughest watch. This was the toughest challenge yet for me. This was a tough watch. It had its merits, which I want to get into, but this was hard to watch. I think because, unlike other things, like as much as I praise the Babadook, you can like say like, okay, that's like, there's like almost a fantastical element about this. But what I found with We Need to Talk About Kevin, what it was all too real. The horror was so real. It was like disturbingly almost hard to watch, and you could feel the tension ratcheting up. You knew what was happening. It was fitting that I challenged you to Shimmer Lake, because this one, you get bits out of order also. And they definitely set a mood. There's this like starting scene with Tilda Swinton, and like, it's almost like, it looks like she's like in a concert, like mosh pit almost, with like tomatoes or something. And they just really set the mood with that, I found. And, you know, it just goes from there. As far as the performances go, they're top notch. Tilda Swinton was amazing with her performance. Ezra Miller, I imagine this was before everything, you know, else that he's done. It's 2011. Everything else that I've seen him in came after. So, you know, powerful, you know, evil performance from him. And in a really interesting way, John C. Reilly was perfect for the husband character that really couldn't see it. He was just happy-go-lucky and along. The mother could see, you know, things happening, but he was perfect for the role. So I'd say there's a lot that works about the film, but just for me personally, oh man, I struggled with this one. And I watched half of it on TV, and then I had to finish the second half on the phone, and I kept tapping the phone. I was like, okay, 30 more minutes. Okay, 20 more minutes. So yeah, I was struggling through this one.
When you mean struggling, like the subject matter was too brutal, or was it just not your film to watch?
Right. it was quite clear. They paint the picture of what's to come, and you're dreading it, and you're like, oh man, they're really ringing you through it. So in a weird way, I can recommend it on that level if you're willing to put yourself through that. But otherwise, yeah, you really puts you through it.
This is a movie that's like fitting for the time, especially with what's going on with the school shootings and everything. And this young fellow, he is just like right from the get go. You know that there is something wrong with this kid. I mean, and you feel for Tilda Swinton's character. She is just trying to just love her child, and you just this little kid is just not having it. I mean, the little actor that was the young Kevin, I mean, he was only in it for a few minutes, but he did such a powerful performance by not or just being a bad little kid to his mom, and you're like, what the fuck? I mean, it was weird. I came across this movie, I think I mentioned it last week. I was reading Entertainment Weekly or something like that, and I love these type of weird movies. So it was kind of like an artsy type of film. That wasn't everywhere. It was only in the small little independent theaters here in the Reno area. It would probably be like at Riverside, where they play all the low independent films. I actually saw this in the Bay Area, and there's a ton of theaters like that that play indie films down there. So I was down there visiting, and then I saw that it was playing. So I took some of my family to go see it, my wife and a couple of my boys to go see it. And I think this was a movie that I think the kids do need to watch. Kyle, I can't remember how old he was when he saw this, but he sat there and watched the whole film. And we were talking about it afterwards, like, well, what did you get from this movie? And he was like, that kid was evil. Mm-hmm. And it was just, oh man, this movie is really powerful.
Yeah.
And this is the movie that I haven't picked it up yet. I don't know if it's on Blu-ray. I've looked around for it on Blu-ray, but I can't find it. I like these type of films where you're like, what? And I love Tilda Swinton. I think that was the main reason I watched it. But this film isn't for everyone. It's really hard subject matter, but this is real life. I mean, but I do think if you do decide to watch this, if I'm selling it good enough, maybe watch it for yourself. And then if you have teenagers or whatever, maybe they can sit down and watch it as well. But this movie is really good, man. I loved it. If we were doing this whole podcast deal back then, most definitely that movie would have been, what did you say, 2011? This would have definitely been in my top five of movies that came out in 2011. But I love this movie. The powerful performances by everyone. What's the Flash's name?
Ezra Miller.
He plays the older Kevin. And if you guys know him, he's the Flash now from Justice League. Awesome performance in that movie. But this movie is, like I said, not for everyone. It is just like heart-wrenching, and you're just like, whoa. And you know what's coming, and you're just like dreading to see what's going to happen at the end. But man, this movie was awesome, and I loved it.
Yeah, and it's really interesting to see the Metascore, what the critics thought of it, because it really runs the gamut. You've got one here that's 100, described as the movie toggles between two periods before and after a catastrophe end. If it were not for Swinton's magnetism, it would be unbearable. Instead, you'll want to stay for the wallop. All the way to a 0 from somebody that said this is the most unwatchable horror movie masquerading as social comment I've seen this year. Most of them do range on the higher side, 90, 90, 80. It is listed as drama, mystery, thriller. So, but you know, that the Metascore was built up out of 37 critical reviews. It averaged a 68 out of 100. So on the higher side, it got the green light. And yeah, well, like I said, while I had a hard time with it, if you were looking for something challenging, I'd say the acting is phenomenal in this. It's definitely worthy to see on that merit. I'm just saying, like, be prepared because, yeah, the subject matter could be overwhelming on a real level.
I mean, I just like these type of movies, and I know it wasn't the Zisu here, his bag. So, but that's what we're doing with this show. I mean, there's a movie that I'm thinking of, but probably won't be for maybe another show, but I know it's going to be really tough for him to get through it. It's one of my all-time favorite movies. It came out, I think, like 2 years ago, and I think it's fucking amazing. A lot of people did not like it, but I will just tease you with that, and I won't tell you what it is until we challenge later. So that was Schindler's Lake, and streaming on Netflix. And what we need to talk about, Kevin, is streaming on Amazon. So what do you got for next week's challenge?
All right, I got one lined up for you. I hope you haven't seen it because I'd love to challenge you to a documentary, and my backup is not a documentary, but have you seen Banksy Does New York?
Yeah.
You have. Okay, well, my fallback is I'm actually really excited for you to see this because we were just talking about it the other day, and the more I thought about it, the more I was like, I can't wait to get it on the challenge. So I want to challenge you to Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which is interesting because Ezra Miller of the We Need to Talk About Kevin, he's also has a small role in this, which I think you might really appreciate. And I don't want to say too much about it, but the great thing about this film is that while it's in the Potter universe, it stands on its own as its own story, its own film. So hopefully you'll like it and we'll come back and talk about it.
Yeah, that movie, I have not seen it. I haven't even seen the very last Harry Potter film, but this is a prequel to that. So
yeah,
I have it. I bought it. I just haven't sat down and watched it. I've heard all kinds of good things. And then the other day when we were at the movies, we saw a trailer for the new one that's coming out. So I'm like, well, shit, yeah. I guess I better watch the first one. My challenge, I am going back to 1982. This is a film I seen in the theater the weekend it came out. I was 11 years old. It's kind of exploitation type of film, I would say. I'm not going to read into it. We'll get into it next episode. But this is Class of 1984. Action, crime, drama. I don't know so much on the action, but when I'm thinking of action, I'm thinking about explosions and there's one, but this ain't an action movie. I mean, once he gets through it, this is actually streaming on YouTube.
Oh,
it's okay. Got a good copy on YouTube. I'll send you the link.
Yeah, sounds good.
And but yeah. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Is that?
Yep.
And that's for me and for the Zisu. He is going to be doing Class of 1984 streaming on YouTube. I have the Blu-ray for Fantastic Beasts, so that'll be that. And I think that's pretty much just about it. But we have a special challenge. Is this a movie for both of us that we have to watch? Or, hold on.
Absolutely. Super Troopers.
Oh.
It's good.
We've seen it already.
Oh.
No, Super Troopers 2, right?
Super Troopers 2.
Oh, okay. I think
it's the first one.
Yeah, I was like, you got to go see it. It's good. It's really good. if you like Super Troopers 1, it's really solid. Backs it up story really nicely. So.
Yep. Sounds good. And on that note, we'll see you next time. Till then, up to the challenge.
Sorry, everyone. If you guys did listen to our new recently E-Society, sorry about the whispering. I did what I could to try to make the Zisu louder, and it just... If he would have been louder, I would have been super loud. So That's why I didn't. But anyway, yeah. Up to the challenge.